Good afternoon and welcome to the Thursday, November 13th, 2025 Vail Park and Restoration District meeting. Everyone's here. Kim, are you? Kim's not here. Okay, she'll be joining us later. Okay, Kim's in Florida. She'll be joining us a little bit later.
I'll let her in on Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. Mike, any changes to the agenda?
Yes, sir. I'd like to start. Well, why don't we do it after public input? We'll give some awards tonight.
Great. I love awards. The minutes of October 23rd. Looking for approval.
Move that we approve the minutes from our regularly scheduled October 23rd meeting.
Second.
The motion has been made by John, seconded by Molly. Any further discussion on the minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 The next item on the agenda is public input. This is your opportunity to speak on something that is not on tonight's agenda. If you have any public input, please come forward, identify yourself, and keep it reasonable. Seeing no public input, I will close the public input session and go to Mike.
Thank you. You know the success of our golf outing every year, the BB&B, Business Bogeys and Bragging Rights, I believe is the name. And anyways, it takes a lot of planning. Beth and Nell and Trey do an awesome job every year, but this year was pretty special. Beth does such a good job with organization and event production in her own events, right? So then she does this one and it's kind of over the top. These guys start planning, like they'll have a meeting here pretty soon for next year's. So they keep planning ahead. Nell is on top of it with everything from sponsorship and getting sponsorship, getting making sure we have all the appropriate signage, just they all tie everything together. And then Trey comes in and, you know, makes it a quality event for the golf course so that the carts are ready, that we have plenty of staff, it's very organized. And so what comes off is a really nice event, and one that people have a lot of fun at, they're safe at, and they want to come back to. So we just wanted to give them a little token of our appreciation tonight and just tell them thank you. And I just want to say, Beth, thank you very, very much for all you do. Trey, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. And Nell, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. When we say we couldn't get it done without you, we're not kidding. We are not kidding. You're obviously the best. Perfect. Run it. Unless you want to sit in an empty room while we go into an executive session. Is Jared going in this?
He
with
is.
Us? Perfect. Okay, I'll embarrass him later then. Next item on the agenda is executive session.
And do we need a motion to adjourn to executive session?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that pursuant to Colorado Revised Statute Section 24-6-402-4B and 4E, we convene to executive session for the purpose of discussions in regard to specific legal questions and determining positions relative to matters that may be subject to negotiations, developing strategy for negotiations, and instructing negotiators regarding the Dobson lease with the Town of Vail.
Second.
We have a motion to go into executive session made by John, seconded by Kirk. Kim, thanks for joining us. Can
Hi,
you
Kim.
Hear us?
Yes.
She's there. Great. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 I also in favor. We will be back after the executive session. We'll reconvene this afternoon's meeting. We're out of executive session. Nothing was finalized. We now go into new business and special orders. Mike?
No, we are good.
We're good. Unfinished business, a continuation of the public hearing on the adoption of the proposed budget. Eric or Abby, who do we get the pleasure?
We decided I'd do one more for you guys.
All right, one more for the team.
Even though Abby did all the background, did everything, as you can tell in the red line with whose name is on everything. Really operationally, very little changes. We did add in another position at Dobson, but only for a couple months. So very minor items on the operational side. Most of it's in capital. We were able to go ahead and move forward with number 17 and the Wedding Island this fall. So we pulled that out of 2026 and moved that up to 2025. We did add in another $100,000 for the athletic field building, basically for the additional engineering and also FF&E to give us enough in there. Again, specifics on that will come back. We're just trying to make sure the other funds appropriated. We did go ahead and add back in the Toolcat, or added in the Toolcat into 2026. Certainly going to need more research on that, but we know that we need to do something with snow removal on the greens, and so we went ahead and put that in, but the specifics of that would come back.
And we'll come back to you before we do that.
They will come back to us.
Yep.
Period. I have grave concerns about a machine like that on our turf.
Yep.
Period.
We'll come back to you.
And I was surprised when I saw it added back in, but I'm now guaranteed that we will have the say in that, and someone will not order it without our blessing. Clear?
That's clear.
Thank you.
Did I miss anything, Abby? I think that's,
I think so.
That's the majority. There's certainly other little tweaks in there, but those are the major items that have changed.
Routine building maintenance went from 135 to 215. Is that what I'm seeing?
It did, but it was mainly the way I had stuff categories incorrectly when I did my summary by item, and Abby, when she went through it, pointed out I had it wrong. So we didn't really hardly change anything in there. It was
okay.
Just recategorization of it.
Anything else on the proposed budget before I open it up for public input? Hearing none from the board, I open it up for public input as it relates to the proposed 2026 budget. Seeing none, I will close public input on that, and I will look for a motion to approve or adopt the proposed 2026 budget.
Before I potentially make a motion, I have some questions about, for either Mike or Eric, about the resolutions that we're looking at. We have a resolution to adopt the budget. We have a resolution in regard to the mill levies. And then we have a resolution about appropriating sums of money.
Yep.
Today we need resolutions in regard, or we need emotions in regard to all three if we're going to approve these resolutions separately.
Right.
We're fine just doing one motion for the entire resolution, but
good.
Technically, yes, it does have three
okay.
parts to it.
And will you guys refresh my recollection as to what the third resolution is specifically in regard to appropriating sums of money and how that differs from what we're looking at and just approving our budget in general?
So the technical, what allows us to spend the dollars and mm-hmm. what keeps us within an overall budget, how much we can spend, is how much is appropriated.
Okay.
So adopting the budget is the whole thing, but the appropriations clause says, yes, we can move forward and we can
implement the budget.
Yeah, we can hire these positions, we can cover payroll, we can do all those types of things.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
And that's the one that we have to watch very carefully. If we're going to go over, we have to come back and amend the budget. You can go over in revenues all you want. If you go over in expenses, we have to come back and amend the budget through another public hearing process.
Okay.
So it would be okay to have a motion that lumps all three of these together?
Yes, please.
All right. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Board of Directors approves the three resolutions on pages 11 through 14 of our packet.
Second.
Second.
Have a motion by John and a second by Molly. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all of those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Kim, you in favor?
Yes.
There you go. Thank you. Well done. Next item on the agenda is officers, committee staff, and professional consultants reports. Mike, executive director report.
Yes, I actually wanted to hand the mic over to Jared and let him go through some pictures of the rodeo rink. But before he does that, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate what Jared has done. Since we, you know, Scott, Jared, and I went down to the ERC, which is right next to the rodeo rink. What? How long ago was that? That was like, yeah, it's been longer than that. And so, you know, that's where the ideal started, and we kind of, we got really excited because the county was happy about it, but then it kind of fell through after they realized a bunch of fire restrictions and different things that they were going to have to go through. But then it resurrected again. But Jared has never given up in that whole process, and I think it's really his passion for his job, his passion for skating, the skating community, especially his passion for hockey. And he's just never given up. And he's led the club. He's been a liaison for the VRD with the club and the community. And I just appreciate what he does. He's done an awesome job. And now he's doing a great job running the rodeo rink, which was a challenge to get going. But I've heard that the ice is pretty awesome right now. And Jared's going to keep it that way. So I just wanted to say thank you to him. And I also wanted to say thank you to Scott. Scott has been invaluable as a liaison, again, between the club and the VRD. He attends their meetings. We've had a meeting every Wednesday, kind of like an OAC to get things done. And now that we're finished with the rodeo rink, or they're finished with it, those meetings aren't happening anymore. But Scott's given lots of information. He's made sure that all the subcontractors in there have got.
We bought a boat.
What's that?
That's some great news, guys. We bought a boat.
All right. I got a little carried away there.
You learn a little bit.
I thought you were going to just let Abby handle the meeting today.
I'm hoping you guys are done in 25 minutes so I can get on another meeting.
Where are you going?
Zoom.
Zoom to another meeting?
Yep.
Can we get a cut sheet?
We'll reconvene this afternoon's meeting. We're out of executive session. Nothing was finalized. We now go into new business and special orders. Mike?
No, we are good.
We're good? Unfinished business, a continuation of the public hearing on the adoption of the proposed budget. Eric or Abby, who do we get the pleasure?
We decided I'd do one more for you guys.
All right, one more for the team.
Even though Abby did all the background, did everything, as you can tell in the red line with whose name is on everything. Really operationally, very little changes. We did add in another position at Dobson, but only for a couple months. So very minor items on the operational side. Most of it's in capital. We were able to go ahead and move forward with number 17 and the Wedding Island this fall. So we pulled that out of 2026 and moved that up to 2025. We did add in another $100,000 for the athletic field building, basically for the additional engineering and also FF&E to give us enough in there. Again, specifics on that will come back. We're just trying to make sure the other funds appropriated. We did go ahead and add back in the Toolcat or added in the Toolcat into 2026. Certainly going to need more research on that, but we know that we need to do something with snow removal on the greens, and so we went ahead and put that in, but the specifics of that would come back.
And we'll come back to you before we do that.
They will come back to us.
Yep.
Period. I have grave concerns about a machine like that on our turf.
Yep.
Period.
We'll come back to you.
And I was surprised when I saw it added back in, but I'm now guaranteed that we will have the say in that, and someone will not order it without our blessing. Clear?
That's clear.
Thank you.
Did I miss anything, Abby? I think that's the majority. There's certainly other little tweaks in there, but those are the major items that have changed.
Routine building maintenance went from 135 to 215. Is that what I'm seeing?
It did, but it was mainly the way I had stuff categories incorrectly when I did my summary by item, and Abby, when she went through it, pointed out I had it wrong. So we didn't really hardly change anything in there. It was
okay.
Just recategorization of it.
Anything else on the proposed budget before I open it up for public input? Hearing none from the board, I open it up for public input as it relates to the proposed 2026 budget. Seeing none, I will close public input on that, and I will look for a motion to approve or adopt the proposed 2026 budget.
Before I potentially make a motion, I have some questions about for either Mike or Eric about the resolutions that we're looking at. We have a resolution to adopt the budget. We have a resolution in regard to the mill levies. And then we have a resolution about appropriating sums of money.
Yep.
Today we need resolutions in regard, or we need emotions in regard to all three if we're going to approve these resolutions separately.
Right.
We're fine just doing one motion for the entire resolution, but
good.
Technically, yes, it does have three
okay.
parts to it.
And will you guys refresh my recollection as to what the third resolution is specifically in regard to appropriating sums of money and how that differs from what we're looking at and just approving our budget in general?
So the technical what allows us to spend the dollars and what keeps us within an overall budget, how much we can spend, is how much is appropriated.
Okay.
So adopting the budget is the whole thing, but the appropriations clause says, yes, we can move forward and we can
implement the budget.
Yeah, we can hire these positions, we can cover payroll, we can do all those types of things.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
And that's the one that we have to watch very carefully. If we're going to go over, we have to come back and amend the budget. You can go over in revenues all you want. If you go over in expenses, we have to come back and amend the budget through another public hearing process.
Okay.
So it would be okay to have a motion that lumps all three of these together?
Yes, please.
All right. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Board of Directors approves the three resolutions on pages 11 through 14 of our packet.
Second.
Have a motion by John and a second by Molly. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all of those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Kim, you in favor?
Yes.
There you go. Thank you. Well done. Next item on the agenda is officers, committee staff, and professional consultants reports. Mike, executive director report.
Yes, I actually wanted to hand the mic over to Jared and let him go through some pictures of the rodeo rink. But before he does that, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate what Jared has done. Since we, you know, Scott, Jared, and I went down to the ERC, which is right next to the rodeo rink. What? How long ago was that? That was like, yeah, it's been longer than that. And so, you know, that's where the ideal started, and we got really excited because the county was happy about it, but then it kind of fell through after they realized a bunch of fire restrictions and different things that they were going to have to go through. But then it resurrected again. But Jared has never given up in that whole process, and I think it's really his passion for his job, his passion for skating, the skating community, especially his passion for hockey, and he's just never given up. And he's led the club, he's been a liaison for the VRD with the club and the community, and I just appreciate what he does. He's done an awesome job, and now he's doing a great job running the rodeo rink, which was a challenge to get going, but I've heard that the ice is pretty awesome right now, and Jared's going to keep it that way. So I just wanted to say thank you to him. And I also wanted to say thank you to Scott. Scott has been invaluable as a liaison, again, between the club and the VRD. He attends their meetings. We've had a meeting every Wednesday, kind of like an OAC to get things done. And now that we're finished with the rodeo rink, or they're finished with it, those meetings aren't happening anymore, but Scott's given lots of information. He's made sure that all the subcontractors in there have gotten us the electricity we needed, the power we needed. He's worked on a snow removal plan for the rodeo rink. So Scott's got a lot of stuff going on right now, but he continues to be involved, so much so that they've asked him to be on a committee so that they can hopefully find a rodeo rink a permanent home after we're done this year. So just wanted to say thank you to those two before we get started, and we'll have Jared give us some pictures now and some information. Thanks, bud.
All right, just a little update. A lot's happened since the last time we were in here.
Jared, can you see the screen that you're looking at there?
No.
Or do you want to come up here so you can?
I can see this one.
Oh, okay. That one's working for you.
This one's
okay.
Might be turned off. So a lot's happened since the last time we were here. It was all sunshine and rainbows, including a rainbow over the rink, if you saw that photo, right? I think that came out that night. Yep. That was that night, yeah. Well, the rainbow went away. And the grind started. But anyways, yeah, just to kind of start out. So what you're seeing there is just a quick photo. But as you guys know, we had the ribbon cutting yesterday. I thought it was great. Nice little ceremony. I think my face ended up on the front page of the Daily today. But it was great. It was a long time coming. So we're scrolling through. So the first one was just ice with a white tarp underneath. It appears white. You're like, why do you need to paint? But you can see the difference. We painted white. Keep in mind, so I wanted to share this because this was our first go. We didn't paint Dobson. Dobson's not painted. The concrete's painted. Dennis Jurger painted the concrete. It was genius. Some places do it. Some places don't. Pros and cons, but lots of pros. And so this was our first go. We've dabbled and we've done some things. But this was our first one, and then on top of that, we're doing it in a parking lot in Eagle. So that's just ice. We can go to the next one. That should be, you can see the difference in how white it gets, and we can skip through that real quick, so you can see the difference there. Then we mark out the lines. So you can see those are just two pieces of yarn run across the rink. Go ahead and skip this one. And I'm glad Sarah walked in, because she's going to be up here in a minute. And then you hand paint it. You hand paint it with brushes and paint. And that was, there's Tara. Tara chipped in. So Tara's been a You'll see a press release coming out shortly about her and her involvement with Colorado Eagles, but she helped spray a couple days. She helped paint. She was really into it, and this was all volunteer work. So, and then there's a nice little view of kind of a finished product. Looks pretty sweet. And just to add a little drama to the mix, I didn't put any pictures because I don't want the bad juju, but we went to turn the temperature down on the refrigeration, and the refrigeration was no longer working. So we melted for about 4.5 hours from 1 o'clock to 4:30 in about 70 degree heat in Eagle. Lines ran, spent the next 6 hours. Once we got down to temp, retouching it up. Anyways, we got back to this point, got back on track. There's Brian and Brian spraying in logos. There's our logos. Yeah, we can go ahead and skip that. And then we had, so you can keep it there for a hot sec. We had a lot of internal help, not just at the VRD, but my network, my team's network. One of our guys, Brandon, who services our machine, you know, picked up the phone every time I called him. I had a problem. I mean, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm under a machine right now. I was like, oh, well, thanks for answering. You know, my friend Don, who's running the Olympics this year over in Italy, again, picking up the phone. He was in Italy, I believe. He's, you know, up late. And I was like, did I wake you up? No. Giving us advice, keeping us on track. But then, you know, that paint day, we put in 20 hours. If it could have gone wrong, it went wrong that day. But we rallied the troops, and we had a good response from the team. And you can see Gracie and Sarah there having fun. Well, obviously got to invite them a little more often. So essentially, once we got the paint out, we just had to lay water to get open by that Monday. Our resources have been limited with cold water from a hydrant, the different variable conditions, the heat load, all of it. But we got there, and I don't know. It's just where I'm proud of our product, but I'm proud of, like, the team answering the bell, and nobody complained. We had guys, you know, with tons of extra hours, but they didn't ask to leave. They didn't ask to go home. They didn't ask to come in late. They're like, yeah, I'll be there. And so that was the coolest part, because we weren't all together this summer. We were all split. So it was like getting the band back together, and we stayed together, and it was good. It's like we never broke up. So, and then we had, I don't have my list here, but we had Mike, Scott, Sarah, Grace, Chef, Wyatt, Jack. I'm sure I'll forget somebody because they're not all written down. But then our whole team, Chad, Mark Thomas, all chipping in to just get that to where it needed to be for that Monday opening. Then we had programs, and this is Tara helping coach our little Mile High Mites, which we had just about, I don't know the exact number, we're around 47 or 48, I think. It caps at 50. So with those kids plus the 50 other kids skating on Thursdays, that's, you know, 97, 98 kids skating under 8 years old. That's a good example of some of the signage for our locker room. That's a privacy wall. So I call them dressing rooms, but, you know, they did a good job. That was First Chair Designs donating a lot of that stuff. But I think that might have been, oh, and then we have the Northern Lights. Oh, that's Dan Timm's team. Actually, that's Jeremy Gross and the Red Sox. It's actually my team. I own the Chiefs. But anyways, just some perspective. So, you know, in case you haven't been down there, that's...
Explain that so you can...
So this is the garage door on the tent. And where I'm sitting right now would be the garage door on the ERC, right? And so we're driving in and out of there. We do have to duck a little bit. But that's our access in and out of the rink, and on and off the ice. I got a picture in here about how we dumped the ice. There we go. Teamwork makes the dream work. Scott O'Connell fabricated a little shelf there. You can't see, it's under snow, but This is how we're dumping the snow into the workman. We drive it away and then dump it just around the corner on the sunny side of the tent. So anyways, just a little perspective on what things look like. It's not, we had to get creative. It's not, it wasn't drawn up to make it easy for anybody. It was drawn up to get kids on the ice. So anyways, I skated last night. The ice is good. Last week you had to bend your knees a little more, but we're getting there. We just need more and more hot water, which has been an adventure in itself. So we're close tomorrow. Maybe we could have a couple good days in a row, get a streak going. So anyways, that's that. I mean, come on down if you haven't seen it. I mean, it is a couple more stories. Sorry, if I'm going to be here, we're going to tell stories. Talked to my friend John that runs Grand Junction Ice Rink, and he's been in the business 35 years, and he was just looking at a few pictures I sent. He's like, of course Vail did it this way. I mean, it's amazing. It's the best temporary outdoor, indoor, cold, you know, tented ice rink you could possibly have. You know, he's like you can't do it any better than that for you know, inside a tent. And then there's another story. Just, it's really reached outside, and it kind of goes back to my friend Brandon Don helping me, and a friend Barb down at CU was going to come up here and help paint, or our friends over in Breckenridge letting us use their ice equipment for free. You know, everybody wants to chip in. Everybody wanted to be part of this. We were the leaders in this industry with this project, and everybody's looking at us and saying, wow, and good job, and how can I help? Because they just want to be part of it because they think it's cool. And we are down at Pure Hockey, which there's two Pure Hockey stores. There's one in Centennial, and there's one up, I don't know, north of Littleton, maybe Arvada. And Pat was working behind the desk there, and he's an older gentleman. And he found out we're all from Vail. And he's like, oh, how's the rodeo rink? And you know, come to find out, he had some experiences with his son through hockey, where they had a fundraiser for him, and you know, saw how the community came together for that. And he's part of a, you know, he was in Arapahoe's hockey program. It's nothing to do with Vail. You know, doesn't have a home up here, anything like that. He donated to the rodeo project because he just thought it was that type of a project that he felt he should donate to as part of a hockey community. And it's just cool to see how it's spread. Everybody knows about it. It is a big deal, and we should all of us should be proud that we're all part of this, and people are looking at us and wanting to be us, and, you know, seeing that, oh, if they can do it, we can do it, kind of thing.
Including, just to reinforce that, I was there last night and talking to the owner of the company that put the rink in, and there was a guy from Leadville there that came up to the owner and said, hey, we want one of these in Leadville. And mm-hmm. So they went off and started talking about it. So just to reinforce your message there. So.
Yeah, Salida's already asking.
Yeah.
They made a social media post about it. That's how big a deal it was to them. So, yeah. So anyways, that is it.
I feel like the only thing that would make that story more heartwarming is if it were like a Hallmark movie. That I had goosebumps listening to you tell this story.
Oh.
The ice around my heart has melted.
No, and I think while we mentioned Vail, we got a lot of other players involved in this. That's what's so nice. It was regional cooperation from the county to Reed Phillips down there building the penalty box for you.
Yeah.
And it was just incredible, the amount of talent and volunteerism that came together to put this on. I did, you kind of beat me to the punch, but I did take this out of the Daily today. And, of course, on the front page, there's only one guy that cut a clean cut in that ribbon, and that was you, my friend.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you did. You sliced this baby right down the middle. Thank you very much, Jared.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
And I say Vail, like, because it's the Vail Mountaineer Hockey Club really that spearheaded it, right? It's that's what sells, so it's the name. But we know it was the entire community, and Kyle Denton said it really well last night, and, you know, it was everyone.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Oh, heck, that run. That's worth a round of applause.
Well, I wanted to say thank you to you guys, too. You know, you stood behind us. It's a big thing for us to take on this subsidy and run the rink this year. But you need to come down there. You would cry, Molly, if you were down there because of all the, you know, just all the happy faces and parents. But the kids are so excited. Scott and I were talking this morning while we were having the ceremony, the ribbon cutting ceremony. It was outdoors. It was right in front of the entrance to the rodeo rink. And it was so cool because kids kept walking through the crowd to get to their hockey, right? And there were kids coming out, and so they're pulling big bags, and it was pretty cool to see. But thank you guys for supporting us. It's important to staff, you know, sometimes, you know, and this is what I'm talking about with Jared, is it's not just a job for him, it's his passion, right? And so you get to do something like that, your board makes it so you can do that and keep doing your job and keep making a difference in the community. And so I wanted to thank you for that, because it's really important to Jared and his staff, to Scott and I, to all of us. Yeah, you had Sarah and Gracie helping make ice, so it's cool that we all get to help and get to give a contribution towards that project.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Anything else on your executive?
That's it, sir.
Go to board member input. John, can I start with you?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Molly?
I'm excited. I'm going to be driving down by the rink with my children on Saturday, so I get to tell them that Sarah and Gracie helped build the ice rink. They're going to be psyched. And also, holidays coming up, so just kind of a message to all of our employees. It can be lonely. It can be joyful. It can be exhausting. So take care of yourselves over these holidays that are coming up, and make sure you're getting plenty of rest and reaching out if you need anything. We always have space at our house, and I know everybody you see here does too.
Kirk, can I?
Just a question for Mike and Scott. Did the whole number 6 project get started yet? Oh, that's a yes. Okay.
Building came down today.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
How about the 17 tee boxes? I've not.
That's gone. That's about almost finished up.
Is that right? Oh, yeah. I'll have to go take a look at it. Good.
Yeah. next meeting, we'll show you a video of Justin taking first swipe at the number 6 building.
Okay.
He got in a loader and mashed it up.
Oh man!
Yeah,
well,
he was all like,
"Call for that."
It was pretty funny.
That's fun.
So, the last thing I wanted to mention was we lost a supporter of recreation in Charlie Penwell last week. Who's very involved in recreation back in the late 60s and 70s, and helped build a relationship between the town and the VRD. Was a proponent of pickleball, kind of before anyone knew what that was, and sad to see Charlie go. My wife said he was a Renaissance man, and he really was in many ways. So, gonna miss Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually had that as part of my deal.
Oh, okay.
His obituaries in the paper today. And in 1972, he talked Kent Rose in, who was the mayor at the time, to entertaining the idea of getting rid of the town running recreation and doing the Vail Recreation Committee, or Vail Rec District. And yeah, he did a lot, and he's in today's paper, and a legend gone. In fact, I just got a text from Janet Testweed saying, "We lost Charlie."
Yeah.
It gets around quick. I have nothing else.
Move to adjourn?
Oh. Kim, what do you got?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I miss you sitting here next to us. How are things in Florida? What do you have?
Appreciating the community sitting out here and going home because of the flag. Today, the flag is in my home, and
Thank you. Please give our regards to Tom. All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
I also thank you very much, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you.